Ready for some environmental hope? Let's talk about today's good climate news. Sweden is planning to permanently put an electric charging road on 21 kilometers of highway. After a pilot project worked, they're expanding to this, and their ultimate goal is over 1,200 miles of road that can charge electric vehicles just by driving over them. Their current deadline to make this happen is 2025. In another story about electric vehicles, they're working on a way to embed batteries into the skeletal frame of the car. A big problem with EV is the range, and you can't just add more batteries because that adds too much weight. But if the battery served the two-in-one function of being embedded into the frame, then there would be a lot less wasted volume. Tesla and a few Chinese car manufacturers are already working on this. One company called CATL says that this will cause one charge to reach over 600 miles of range. Perhaps it'll be the future of electric vehicles. In another really cool story, New Zealand is implementing machines that take your glass, recycle it, and crush it into sand. Each individual bottle can create 200 grams of sand powder. All you have to do is enjoy your beer and then deposit it into the machine. They'll take care of cleaning it, crushing it, and using it to save New Zealand's beaches. Believe it or not, there is a sand shortage thanks to using sand in things like construction, and innovations like these can definitely help. Going back to batteries, we have scientists wanting to use crab and lobster shells to make a more sustainable battery. Chemicals found in traditional lithium-ion batteries can take hundreds or thousands of years to break down. They're also dangerous, corrosive, and flammable. But a bunch of crustaceans have chitin in their shells, which can be used to make a more durable, sustainable, and safe battery alternative. They essentially chemically process acetic acid and synthesize into a firm gel membrane that can be used as an electrolyte for a battery. Combine this with zinc and voila, you have a sustainable battery. Best of all, it's 99.7% energy efficient after 1,000 battery cycles. As more batteries are needed to power electric vehicles and electrification of everything, innovations like these are essential. Our final good story takes us to the Dutch city of Haarlem that is banning public spaces from advertising meat products. Studies show that food production is responsible for 1/3 of global emissions, and meat accounts for at least twice the amount of climate warming emissions than plant-based foods. There is, of course, opposition to this, with critics arguing that it restricts freedom of expression. But it's undeniable that meat is detrimental to the planet. To meet the European Union goal of net zero by 2050, Greenpeace research suggests that we need to reduce meat consumption by 75%. Perhaps banning advertising is the first step to do that. And with all that, have an amazing day.